I grew up in the 70s and 80s in a middle-class Protestant home in Texas. I was not a minority, but I had a relatively diverse group of kids I grew up with, since my community was a mix of a rural area and a large research university. I grew up learning to respect different cultures and languages, and my mother was a high school Spanish teacher. When I was in school, we had the opportunity to play outside for at least 30 minutes a day from kindergarten to about fifth grade. Then, after school, if the weather was decent, sometimes I would be outside from school ending until dark. I rode my bike, played games in the park, and although I was very unathletic, I didn't sit still and watch TV all evening. But as I got older, I didn't carry forward that push to stay active. Although I was a healthy weight through high school, I didn't develop healthy diet and eating habits, and this caught up with me when I left home. I've struggled with my weight and my relationship with food my entire adult life. This brings me to my research interest. I went to nursing school, where I gained 30 pounds, went from hospital nursing to teaching, where I gained another 20 pounds, and then I became a parent, another extra 30 pounds. As I was teaching nursing school over the last 10 years, I've noticed that the students I sent to the area schools commented on how little exercise the students got in middle school through high school, and how many students pretended to be ill and came to the nurse's office in order to get out of physical exercise. They also noticed the increasing incidence of overweight kids, which correlated with what research is showing about the obesity epidemic in children. I became fascinated by this trend and wanted to do more to try to reverse it. In relationship to my research population, middle school children, I am definitely older and in more of a position of authority. I also have their parents to think about and get consent and buy-in from. And I hate to admit, there's a lot about their generation that I probably can't relate to. I'm new to research, so I can't say what previous experience has shown me, but I am concerned that this population will have trouble seeing the value in putting down their iPads and their tablets, turning off the TV, and doing something that involves moving. Why would they listen to a 40-year-old nurse? Why would a preteen listen to any adult? In addition, there's the added problem that some subjects in this field will be overweight or obese. Very few overweight people of any age, including myself, like to talk openly about how their weight makes them feel in society, with one's peers, or how it relates to one's status in society. I don't know how exactly I'm going to get young people to disclose what most adults aren't even willing to discuss confidentially. In terms of my standpoint as a researcher relative to my research population, I have to finally admit two things about myself as a result of these reflections. Number one, I am officially a grown-up and therefore cannot expect my subjects to relate to me. And number two, I'm interested in this research area because I wish that someone had done the same for me. As a kid, I came to turn to comfort food as a result of several factors, and I'm still 40 years later trying to undo these bad habits. I hope that by studying factors that have created more and more children to have these unhealthy habits related to food and physical activity, I can help at least one young person to turn and go down a healthier path. If I can find an intervention that successfully helps kids to carry these healthier habits to adulthood, maybe my research trajectory can join the thousands of other researchers who are studying the same thing right now, and we can come up with a list of things that work. Two of my grandparents are still alive, and they're in their 90s. My parents have just reached their 70s. I just turned 40, and I have a son who is 4. I want to make sure that my generation, my son's generation, and all those who come after us will continue to live long, healthy lives and stop this trend towards obesity-related diseases.